glad to have on the line this morning, Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Hey, about 1 week away from Indians baseball.
Indians baseball in Seattle, opening day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're waiting for that to get, and then, of course, hopefully the weather in April will cooperate. But every day I wake up around here, I never know what to expect as we get through the week. So let's talk a little bit about, before we get to the thing that's taking place around the state related to the academy seminars that you have, let's talk a little bit about a conference you had related to a long-term strategy to reset trade imbalance with China. Tell us a little bit about that in preparation for today's finance meeting.
Yeah, we know that, first of all, the United States Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who I think is the single best appointment made by the president to anybody in his cabinet, of anybody in his cabinet, is good. He's from Ashtabula, Ohio, my wife's hometown. He's coming to our committee, and we're going to talk about, you know, aggressive trade enforcement. And I hear critics of trade enforcement talk about a trade war. I have no interest in a trade war. The president mentioned that term. He probably shouldn't have. But this is about trade enforcement, and it's when you're dealing with China, you know, when China imports to this country, exports to and we import things from China, understand that China subsidizes its energy and its water and its capital and its land, and it's, you can't compete with that. And a steel worker in Lorraine, as productive and efficient as she is or he is, can't compete with steel coming from a country where they just absolutely cheat like that. So I think you need an aggressive trade enforcement strategy. I think the president has generally taken some positive steps in getting there.
When you go into this sort of thing with tariffs, what is the lag time between when you end up enforcing them and to, so that our economy kind of balances out? You talk about the work for the steel, but those companies that maybe are using this cheaper steel from China or whatever, reset the prices. So there's going to be sort of a shift that takes place. How long does that take to neutralize?
It's pretty quickly with tariffs. I mean, the problem has been the president unveiled them and then sort of backed off and then changed them. And then now they're doing these exceptions on the steel tariffs. So not clear. It can be really quickly. And I think on something like that, you want to do it fast, because the longer you wait and the more changes you make, the more uncertainty you create. And then companies don't know how to price their products as well and can't look into the future as well. So I'm hopeful the president will settle on his strategy quickly. That's one of the things I talked to Lighthizer in the hearing today, and move on, and then, you know, work with our allies and work with our companies to make sure it works for our country. But I'm having conversations already with steel companies about jobs in Northeast Ohio, and I think we're going to see good news come out of this. I just want the president to be consistent and not sort of flip the next day as he has done on some other issues, or next week. I want him to come down in the right place here, which is generally where he's going. And as you know, I don't agree with him on very much, but I think on, I mean, I've had disagreements with presidents and agreements with presidents of my own party and Republican presidents on trade, because to me it's about Ohio workers, and I've seen what it's done to Lorraine and Elyria, bad trade policy, and it's always at the top of my agenda.
Well, let's talk about some Ohioans, Ohio young achievers. You're involved in these getting nominations for young achievers to get into the service academies. Talk about some of these things you have around the state, and I guess you have one coming up in Elyria as well.
Yeah, one of the best parts of this job is to meet young people who are, you know, who are doing things with their lives already. One of my jobs and Senator Portman's jobs, and we do together. We work on separately and together. Is we have the honor of nominating up to 10 young men and women to the service academies, West Point, Annapolis, the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. So on Tuesday, the 27th, this coming Tuesday, at Lorain County Community College at LC, at Spitzer Conference Center, room 114, from 6 to 8, we will have a seminar, basically, where anybody's interested can come in and learn about any of these academies and what the process is. I suggest that parents and young people, you look at students who are as young as ninth grade, but mostly 10th and 11th grade, should come. It's not too late if you're a senior, although it's best if you come if your son or daughter is a sophomore or junior. We are particularly looking to make the service academies look more like America, with the diversity of Lorain County, and that's African Americans and Puerto Ricans and whites and men and women, and service academies are changing, as they should. And A generation ago, I'm not sure when the first woman was admitted, but it hasn't been, it hasn't been decades. It's been years, and we are always looking out for qualified men and women of any race. All we ask is they are good students. They are interested in service, and they want to commit at least several years of their lives to service in the Army or the Navy or the Merchant Marines.
Do you ever look at some of those nominations or the applications and think to yourself, wow, this student is so far ahead of when I was that age?
Well, you do think that. Yeah. I mean, I think that a lot of times on a lot of things, so including with my own kids. So, but it really is. One of the joys, as I said earlier, is of this job is to see the kind of talent and personal drive that they have and desire to serve. I mean, you don't go to West Point without wanting to serve. I mean, that's a big part of this, and it usually means you might have been at Lorraine High School, or you might have been at Admiral Kanger, you might have been at Elyria Catholic or wherever in Clearview, whatever, and you've served as a high school student too through a service club or something in the community.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Senator.
And good to do it.
Have a good day.
Be back. Thanks. I appreciate it. See you. Do it again. So-